In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We gather this evening to remember a most holy night, a night when God sealed his covenant with his people through bread and wine. Tonight we receive God's most precious gift of forgiveness for his people. Our Father in heaven desires to restore a right relationship with his children. Therefore, gathered in his holy name, we his people confess our sins before him and before one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of the innocent suffering and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God is merciful. Even before we were aware of our sin, he sent his Son to die for us and for Jesus' sake forgives all of our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, and at the command and promise of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, in this wondrous sacrament, you have left us a remembrance of your passion. Grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of your body and blood, so that the fruits of your redemption may continually be manifest in us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We're going to invite our choir forward to sing the song, Wash Their Feet. And this is the song is really setting the scene for our gospel reading, which will happen right after the song.